This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's take the first question. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Jihadul Islam and I am a student of BBA from Bhambariya, Bangladesh. One of my Hindu friends asked me a question that Muslims say that people following other religions are not on the right path. Every religion claims that only they are right and all the others are wrong. How can a person justify if he is on the right path or the wrong path? How do we know which is the only true religion of our Creator? Brother, I disagree with you that every religion says that only their religion is right and the other religions are wrong. Quran is the only religious scripture on the face of the earth which says that Islam is the only religion acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Ali Imran chapter number 3 verse number 19, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. The only religion acceptable in the sight of Allah, it is Islam. So the glorious Quran clearly says that the only religion, the only way of life acceptable in the sight of Allah, it is Islam. No other religious scripture on the face of the earth says that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 85, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whosoever chooses a path other than that of Islam, it will not be accepted of him. And in the hereafter, he will be from among the losers. So the glorious Quran, besides saying that Islam is the only religion acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also says that the other religions, they are wrong. No religious scripture on the face of the earth says that its religion is the only one acceptable in the sight of Almighty God and the other religions, they are wrong. So Islam and the glorious Quran, it is crystal clear in saying that Islam is the only way of life acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the glorious Quran, it is the only religious scripture on the face of the earth that is free from contradictions and errors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Hijr, chapter number 15, verse number 9, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. It is we who have revealed the glorious Quran and it is we who will guard it from corruption. So the glorious Quran, it is guarded from corruption. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Surah Nisa chapter number 4, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوْ وَجَدُوا فِي اخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا. Do they not consider the Quran with care? Had it been from anyone besides Allah, they would have found in it numerous contradictions. So the glorious Quran clearly says that there are no contradictions in it. The other religious scriptures, whether it be the Bible, whether it be the Hindu scriptures, there are contradictions. But the glorious Quran, Alhamdulillah, it is free from contradictions. It is free from errors. It is free from scientific errors. What makes Islam different from the other religions? Islam, besides teaching good, it shows you a way how to achieve that state of goodness. For example, all religions basically say that we should not rob. Islam says that, Christianity says that, Hinduism says that. So what's the difference between Islam and the other religions? Islam, besides saying that you should not rob, it shows you a practical way how to achieve that state of goodness. In Islam, we have a system of zakah. Every rich person who has a saving of more than nisab level, he should give 2.5% of his saving every lunar year in charity. If every rich man gives charity, poverty will eradicate from this world. There will not be a single human being who will die of hunger. And after that, if any man robs, chopping of the hands. Certain people might say, chopping of the hands in this 21st century. Islam is a barbaric religion. Islam is a ruthless religion. You know, people, they say America, it is one of the most advanced countries in the world. You know, America, it has the highest rate of crime and theft. I'm asking the question that if you implement the Islamic Sharia, that there should be a system of zakah. Every rich person who has a saving of more than the nisab level, he should give 2.5% of saving every lunar year in charity. And after that, if any man robs, chopping of the hands. I am asking the question, will the rate of robbery in America, will it increase, will it remain the same, or will it decrease? But naturally it will decrease. You implement the Sharia and you get results. I would like to give you another example. All major world religions basically say that you should not molest a woman. You should not rape a woman. Islam says that, Hinduism says that, even Christianity says that. So what's the difference between Islam and the other religions? Islam, besides saying that you should not molest a woman, you should not rape a woman, it shows you a practical way how to achieve that state of goodness. In Islam, we have a system of hijab. The man, he should lower his gaze, and the woman, she should maintain her complete hijab. And after that, if any man rapes any woman, capital punishment, death penalty. Certain people might say, death penalty in this 21st century. Islam is a barbaric religion. Islam is a ruthless religion. And America, happening to be one of the most advanced countries in the world, as many people say, it has the highest rate of rape. According to the FBI report, in the year 1996 alone, 2,713 cases of rapes took place. Every 32 seconds, one woman has been raped in USA. I am asking the question that if you implement the Islamic Sharia, that every woman, she should maintain her complete hijab, the man, he should lower his gaze. And after that, if any man rapes any woman, capital punishment, death penalty. I am asking the question, will the rate of rape in America, will it increase, will it remain the same, or will it decrease? But naturally it will decrease. You implement the Sharia and you get results. Islam, besides teaching good, it shows you a practical way how to achieve that state of goodness. Islam, it is a practical solution. So besides teaching good, it shows you a practical way how to achieve that state of goodness. And what makes Islam different from the other religions? There are several scientific facts that are mentioned in the glorious Quran. These facts, they were mentioned 1400 years ago, which science has discovered it recently. And I would like to give you one or two examples. When did we come to know regarding the Big Bang? It was in 1973. The glorious Quran talks about the Big Bang 1400 years ago in Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 30. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Do not the unbelievers see أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَحْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيْ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ That do not the unbelievers see that the heavens and the earth, they were together and we clove them asunder. The glorious Quran talks about the Big Bang 1400 years ago, which science has discovered it recently. The glorious Quran also says that every living thing is made from water. In the same verse, Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 30. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيْءٍ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ And we created every living thing from water. Do they not then believe? Imagine in the deserts of Arabia, the glorious Quran says that every living thing is made from water. And today we know every living creature consists of 50 to 90% of water. So there are various scientific facts that are mentioned in the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran talks about the water cycle. The glorious Quran talks about biology. There are various scientific facts that are mentioned in the glorious Quran. These were mentioned 1400 years ago, which science has discovered it recently. So the glorious Quran, it is different from the other religious scriptures. There are no scientific errors. There are no contradictions in the glorious Quran. Islam, it is a practical solution to the problems of humanity. So that makes Islam different from the other religions.